Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Chagigo Daf Gimel in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Aleph, starting in Amud Aleph and the two dots, three lines on top of the Amud. So, Gemara Boin Barachio Bo Kamir Zeiro. Boin Barachio asked the front of Zeiro, Heichana Yu Morim Ponim, Be'arabayis Oy Ba'azors. The mitzvah's Riyo of the coming to the Aliyah Leregel, they did Riyas Ponim, is it in Arabayis or is it the Azores? Harabais means the area that surrounds the Beis HaMikdash. The Azaris is already part of the structure of Beis HaMikdash. Omalei Nishmeinim Minado, we'll learn from the following. It says, Hatome Potu Minereiyo. Someone who's Tome Meis, taught to touch a mace, he's Potu Minereiyo Dechtiv, Uvosa Shomo, Fevesin Shomo. He has to come there and bring the carbon Reiyo. Vein Tome Meis Nichas Larabais. If the mitzvah's Reiyo is just to go to Arabais, Harabais is considered to be Machne Leviyo. And a mace, someone who touched a mace, could go into Machne Leviyo. He could go to Arabais. So why is he saying he's potter minariyo because he can't go to Arabais? You see, from here, the riyo doesn't mean to go to Arabais. It means to go to the Azara, to go into the actual structure of Beis HaMikdash. And that's what the Gemara says. Ado amro ba'azara yumarim panim. The riyas panim is in the Azara. Meichan atmoidet. This goes back to the Mishnah that we said, that a child who can walk to the Beis HaMikdash, so then yeah, he's chayev in Rihio. Where do you measure from? So the Gemara understands you measure from the edge of Yerushalayim. So atmoidet min ha-choymo, from the wall of Yerushalayim, or min ha-batim, the walls which are inside the choymo. So the Gemara, no, neither of them are true. Tanishmu min ha-shiloyach. You start from the shiloyach, from the river called the shiloyach. The shiloyach ha-be'emtza medina. Shiloyach is in the middle of Yerushalayim. That's where you measure from. Rabboin Barchio Bo Kaber Zero has of Zero Maulishlach Hagigosoi Biadacher. Can someone who's not bringing the carbon himself, can he send it by somebody else? Rav Chaim points out over here that Yerushalmi is calling the carbon Re'iyah, they're referring to over here, Belosha Chagigo, and this may be the reason why the Masechta is called Masechas Chagigo, because we talk about all the carbonists that are part of Chagigo. So Re'iyah here, the Gemara is referring to Re'iyah as Chagigo. Morris says, can you send that with somebody else? We'll learn for the following. Mukishchin is a terrible sickness on the skin, which is very contagious. People can't be next to him. And pulfesin means a very bad smell coming out of his mouth. These people, they're potter minereiyo, dechtiv, uvosa shomo veheveisim shomo. So the one understands, meaning uvosa shomo veheveisim shomo, that you're coming together. Amisos is coming as one. They can't be together with other people, so they're potter from the Riyah. Hatome, potter min Riyah. Someone who's Tom is potter min Riyah. Dichtiv, bevoi kol Yisrael liroys. Someone has to come with Amisrael. Haroi levoim kol Yisrael mevi. Veshenu levoim kol Yisrael leinu mevi. Someone who's Tom, he cannot come to the Azor together with Amisrael because he's Tom. So says the Gemara, one second, veishlech hagigosu bi'adachir, even though he can't come himself, he should send the carbon with somebody else. On Rabbi Yosi, from here you see, there's no carbon riyah, no obligation to send the carbon to somebody else if someone himself can't go to Beis HaMikdash. Says more of Shimi Boi, Oy Chiluf, meaning the Braisa learned the Mukishchin or Pulfsefin, they don't come because it says, Bosta Shama Vevesim Shama. And Tome is because it says, Kol Yisrael. So he says, maybe say the opposite. Maybe dash in the opposite. Mukishchin upulfasin pterminary dichtiv bevoi kol Yisrael loyos. They have to come with Am Yisrael together. They can't come together. Everybody else. Hatomet pterminary dichtiv vosa shama veitz shama. You have to come yourself. L'chor the drush should be the opposite. Says the Gemara Chazav Shimi v'Homer Mukishchin upulfasin hapishchein rim lavoi kol Yisrael rim him lavoi v'neatzvoim. Meaning they cannot come with Am Yisrael together, but they could come on their own. So therefore, correct to say the other way, to say Kol Yisrael, but you are, they should learn from the pasuk that says, have to come with Am Yisrael together. Hatomei no roi lavoi, but if they answer, learn Kol Yisrael, Hatomei can't come even on his own, so he should learn from the pasuk that says, Uvas Hashem Aves Hashem. In other words, he agrees, you have to change the girsa in this braisa. Kedur is the one that says, Ifrish chagigaso, someone put aside the korban riyo, the mace, and he dies. Hayoshi mo sheavi oiso. Do the yoshi have to come and bring it? So as Rebchaim points out, of course they have to bring it. As we'll see later, it's a Mishnah Mefereshes that if someone put a korban aside, so the children have to be that korban. But the question is, does the oil live for the korban or not? Meaning, is this the korban of the father that is mechuyav or not? If it is, so you should bring it even in Yom Tov. And if you're not bringing a Yom Tov, bring at least a Chol HaMoed. But If it's that oil of the chagiga, oil of the korban riya for the father, so then you're not allowed to bring it in Yom Tov, and there's no need to bring it dafka on Chol HaMoed. You could bring it even after Sukkot. So says the Gemara, Vilo ma yire yiroye, the two yiras that says in the pasuk, haroy lovo mevi v'shein haroy lovo yena mevi. No, there's no such thing as bringing the obligation of oil of riya and korban chagiga after someone died if he himself can't come to Beis Hamikdash. Based on what Rabbi Yochanan told us, Tavrei Nami, based on they're both going to say that you do bring it for the Chayva, because it says, Kol b'chor b'necho tivde, afilu l'achar miso. A person has to come and redeem his b'chor, even if the b'chor died. V'hochol l'ayru p'nei rekom, afilu l'achar miso. Meaning, as Rabbi Chaim points out, both psukim say, v'lo ayru p'nei rekom. It says, Kol b'chor b'necho tivde, v'lo ayru p'nei rekom. And it says, lo yupanei reik, legabi the karbonis after bringing Beis HaMikdash. So you see, the same way you're saying that even if the b'chor died, you still have the obligation to bring the pidyon to and pay for it. So also, when you have the korban chagigo, the karbonis of chagigo, you have obligation even though the person died. Here's the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Omar Abba Bar Memel, Machlekes Shmuel V'Rabbi Yochanan. This will depend on Machlekes Shmuel V'Rabbi Yochanan. Tanin Tamon, we learned, Ha'isha Shivia Chatoso V'Meiso, woman brought a korban chatos, and then she died. Yavio Yoshe V'Loso, so Yoshe should bring the korban oilo, which is a nedav and a davo, so they can bring it as well. Oiloso V'Meiso, she brought the korban oilo. Lo Yavio Yoshe Chatoso, Yoshe should not bring the korban chatos, because ein chatos comes after death. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Amar ben Mufreshet. The fact that you have to bring korban oila for the mother is only if she really put it aside. Rechon Amar afilu einu Mufreshet. Even if she didn't put it aside, she just has the obligation. She gave birth, she has to bring a chatas and oila. She brought her chatas, the children have to bring the oila. Manan Kaim, what's exactly the nekudas of machlekes of Rechon Shmuel? In b'shi yorshu karko, if we talk about the yorshim, the children, inherited from the mother a karko, a land, so Shmuel says it has to be mufresh. We have a din that the karka is mishubud to the korbanis. So if the mother is obligated to give the korban, you take it from the karka. So the children will have to pay it. If they just own inherited movables, so Rabbi Yochanan will say over here that even if it's not mufresh, which obligation of the mother could go to the children? So says the Gemara, "Manafik Yubineyoim." Really, the machlekes is Yosher Karka. Al daadei the Shmuel litvoya toivim. That's the Gersa Abchaim l'mashkeim mashkeim. They inherited Karka, so they're really obligated to give it. So you come and demand for them to come and pay the korban of the mother, but you don't take a mashkein. A mashkein, which means you take a collateral, is only for the one who's actually mechuyev bedover, and you want to make sure they don't come to Baal Ta'achir. A yoyrish doesn't have Baal Ta'achir. Al daadei the Rabbi Yochanan after the mashkeim mashkeim. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, the korban is oile lechayva of the mother. So there is a din of al ta'acher. And also the machlik is in Yosher mitaltim with the Yerish movables. That Rabbi Yochanan litvoya toivim unemashkeim mashkeim. So here Rabbi Yochanan say, you come and demand it because there's still obligation on the mother, but you can't do a mashkeim because there's no karka, there's no assets that are related to the mother. Because I mean, din, once the mother died, on mitaltim you don't have a shibut. You can't even tevaya it because there's no obligation on the mother anymore. So meaning, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the obligation on the mother is still there. If the korban comes, it will be oile l'chayv of the mother. So therefore, when you have a karka, it's a full obligation on mitaltim, at least you ask for it. According to Shmuel, it's not oile l'chayv of the mother. So therefore, you can demand it when you have a karka, but you can't take a mashka because there's no baal ta'acher. And you have mitaltim, there's nothing to demand. So you may, that's the same machlekes regarding someone who is mafrish, his korbanus of chagigo, and he died. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he will still fulfill his obligation after death. According to Shmuel, he won't. So it comes out, the Gemara brings over here three different opinions. What's the din? Is it a din that there's no chayv after death? Or it's according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, there is obligation after death because you learn from Bukhar? Or it's totally the machlek is Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Halacha Bei Zog Demishto. Pecham Orimim HaRi'iyo, the value of a korban Ri'iyo needs to be Shtei Kesef. V'achagigo, the value is Me'o Kesef. Ubisil say, Hariyo mo kesef, chagigo shtei kesef. The riyo is one and chagigo is two. So the Gemara says right away, what is Riyo? What is Chagigo? Riyo is Oilos. Chagigo is Shlamim. Riyo is Korban Oilo, the Kula Gavoya. Chagigo is Shlamim, and everybody enjoys it. Should bring more Oilos for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and less Shlamim. That's why the value of the Korban Riyo is more than the Korban Chagigo. We should bring more shlamim, which people can enjoy it, than oilos. That's why the value of the chagigo is more than the oilos riyo. The source of bichama is korbanos atzeres, the korbanos of shvuis. Where there they brought sheva kvasim, pare echod ve'elim shnayim, all that was for oilo, and only shnei kvasim l'shlamim. So oilo was more than shlamim. Learn from the Nesim. Abchai gives us the cheshbon that by Nesim there was 36 oilos and 204 shlamim. However, Basila b'chamei lamutav lidmoi korban yachid b'korban yachid v'lidmoi korban yachid b'korban tzibur. The korban of Nesim was a korban yachid. Each individual brought it. Also, korban of the Re'iyah and Chagigas belongs to a yachid. So learn yachid from yachid. Sheikin, the korban of Atzeres of Shuis is a korban of a tzibur. Both the korbanos of Shavuos and the korbanos of Re'iyah and Chagigo are for all generations. And don't bring me korban nesim, which was only a one-time thing when they built the Mishkan. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Chagigo, Dav Gimel.